Don't yell, Bram. You wake the kids. Why do we have to fight? Remember once you promised me we'd never fight over money.
I'm not yelling. And we're not fighting about money. We're fighting about your crazy idea. You're not going to that vocational college and that's it. I can't afford a sitter for Susan and Jason, and there's no guarantee you'll get a job afterwards. And all that time and money will be wasted.
Then sell your goddamn boat. I can't go on like this. I have to do something, or I'm going to go crazy.
Anna, that's enough. There's no argument. You've got the kids to look after, have you forgotten them, not to mention me. I mean, fishing is hard work, and the least I can expect is that you're at home, looking after my house and kids. We agreed to that when we were married, didn't we? You knew the first few years would be hard. You can't say I didn't warn you.
Bram, please listen to me. If I take this cooking course, I can work part-time while the kids are at school. Probably the same hours. I can help you with the payments. I could do something more than just sit here at home and worry about how the hell we're going to find the money for the payments.
God, listen to her. We've only been married 4 years, and she's already sick of me. What's the matter? Don't I provide good enough? Listen, we've managed so far. Fishing's been real good this year. We've made all the payments on time. I don't understand what you're complaining about.
But, Bram!
For God's sakes, Anna, let's quit this hassling. I can't stand fighting at home as well as everything else. Can't you just be satisfied with what you've got? Just quit nagging me and be grateful for all this.
Bram, I'm not sick of being married. I still love you. I just want...
I don't give a shit what you want. Just lay off, okay? Just lay off.
Oh.
John! Hey, John! John, I'm going out. Are you coming?
Oh, Bram, you're not...
You're crazy, Bram? There's a real gale coming in. Ain't you heard the weather report?
I said I'm going. Are you coming or not?
All right, already. I'm coming, but I think you're crazy. Absolutely nuts. You come all the way from Toronto to Powell River, marry your lovely Anna to die in storm?
Please.
What for?
Christ, Anna, quit griping at me.
Bye, Anna. Don't worry. I take care of your husband. Maybe when we get to land, I can convince him to change his mind. No?
Let's get out a ways, John, before we set the nets. It looks a little calmer way around the point. The wind will be less strong.
Bram, we're gonna lose nets in this weather. Ain't nobody else out. What we got ain't gonna even pay off to repairs we're gonna have to make to her after this.
Well, you heard the old lady, eh? We need more money. Well, I'm getting more. And I ain't sending my wife out to work either.
Okay, we're here. What do you want to set them nets? Me, I can't say nothing but waves and rain. And this mudfish gonna stay down deep today.
Jesus, I can't see nothing either. Let's grab a coffee and wait for the wind to die a bit, eh?
Okay, Bram. Whatever you say. Today, I let you be boss. Bram? You know, it's not my business, but I won't tell you anyway, but I think your Anna is very unhappy, and perhaps she's gonna leave you soon.
She told you that?
No, she don't say nothing to me, but I know many women, and I tell you from experience that when a woman is unhappy, she fight lots, cry lots, then leave. She don't take shit for long.
You telling me I treat Anna like shit, eh? Well, you know, you may be my partner and my friend, but you're right, it ain't none of your business.
Whoa.
I suppose Anna's gonna leave with you, eh? Well, let me tell you something. Anna and I get along fine, see, and I don't treat her like shit. I just like to keep her in line. You know what I mean? You've been living in our house long enough. You know what it's like. It ain't me.
I didn't say you treat her like shit. What I mean to say is you don't listen. You gotta always do what she wanna do. But to listen, to keep marriage good, hell, any relationship good, you gotta listen to the other person. That's my opinion.
So what you're really saying is that I don't listen to you, right? Well, I hear you now, and I'm telling you. Any more telling me about my wife or how to run my life, you can take your half of this tub and stuff it up your little French ass and just bugger right off back to Frogland.
Oh, you take everything too hard, Drew. All I try to do is help a little. You know, it ain't so good to live in basement while I hear every fight you guys have. And there's plenty. I hear both sides real good. And I fear for poor Anna. I fear for the kids, too. I was kid in family that fight always. I know how they feel in bed, wondering why you fight, wondering if one of you are gonna go away. I know. You think you know all. I tell you, you don't know nothing. Nothing but love, or people who love you, or women. All you know about is fighting, and anger, and owing money.
My God, John, look out, that way! Look out, it's gonna hit us!
John! John! John, my God, John, answer me! John, are you all right? Oh, Jesus. The boat's sinking. Okay, Bram. Think, don't panic. The skiff, cut her loose, the skiff. Trust the old buck. The rope's giving. Good. Okay, let's get out of here. Fuck! I need to refill the tank after last time hauling nets. At least the boat's clear. I hope this thing rolls out. It's my only chance. John, where's John? God, I wonder if he's caught under with the boat. She went over so quick, must have caught us broadside and leaning. Just flipped us over. But the blanket's still here. Oh, she'll find me soon enough. Christ, I must have been crazy coming out in this. The blanket's picking up again, too. Oh, Jesus, I hope old John's okay. Somewhere.
Hello? Who's there? Come on in.
Hi, Anna. It's just me. Can I come in?
Hi. Sure, come on in. I'm ever glad to see you. I need some cheering up. Do you want some coffee?
Sure, thanks. So where's Bram and John?
Well? May Bram's gone out and taken John with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had this awful fight. The same fight as usual, as a matter of fact. And he got so pissed off, he just decided to go. John said he'd try to talk him out of it before they got to Lund. But I know Bram, and the mood he was in, nobody could have talked him out of anything.
When did they leave?
About 10 this morning.
Shouldn't they be back soon? I'm sure they didn't get out far.
Oh, I know, mate. Still, I've been so worried. It's so rough out there. And trying to act normal for the kids. And all the time I'm feeling like shit inside. If it wasn't for me pushing him so hard.
But Anna, how can you go to school if he won't let you? It's not your fault. Don't take it so hard. He'll be okay, and fighting off the bad weather will have given him something else to think about.
Oh, May, I so much hoped I'd be able to convince him it'd be good for us if he let me take the cooking course. He says we can't afford it. From what he means, he doesn't believe I can do it. 2 years, he says. 2 years, you won't stick it out for 2 years. What about the kids? As if they'd mind. And on and on and on. I tried all the arguments you suggested. I even thought of a few more. May, why does marriage have to be so hard? I had so many fancy ideas about marriage, especially my own marriage. I had visions of myself as the ideal mother. You know the kind? Just like the mothers in Little House on the Prairie or the Waltons, thriving on housework and kids, fixing up my house with handmade this and that. And now I'm bored to death. And I feel bad that I can't help pay off the bills. And it would all be so simple, so bloody simple, if it wasn't for that man.
I'm sure you could do it, Anna.
You know, you could look after the kids while I went to school in the day, and I could look after your son while you teach school in the evenings, so it wouldn't even cost anything. I didn't even get to that part. I could get a government grant or student loan, and in 2 short years, I could have my certificate. Then I could work at the school cafeteria. The hours would be perfect. It would all be perfect. But it's only dreaming.
Oh, Anna, I feel so sorry for you. What a waste to lock yourself up for the next 20 years if you want to do something. It's really too bad you can't make Bram listen. Maybe next year he'll be ready to listen. It is a good plan. Don't get down on yourself because he gets down on you. You have to have contact with the outside world. No more. Have something more in your life than just the house. or the kids won't respect you. And it takes so much less time these days to cook and clean a house than it did when you had to do everything by hand.
May, I don't know if I want to wait until next year. What if I left him? I don't think I will, but I sure think about it a lot. I couldn't do it now with the kids so little. But maybe one day. There's so many things I still want to do. I'd like to travel, work different places. Oh, lots of things! And Bram, well, Bram just wants money and possessions. I feel so blue when I think, this is it, baby. For the rest of your life, this is it.
It doesn't really help to feel sorry for yourself, Anna.
Yeah, I know.
What was his other wife like? How did she die?
I don't know. I've often wondered myself. I wonder a lot about his past. Sometimes he seems so far away from me, and I can't decide if that's because he's older than me or because of his past.
What do you mean you don't know? Don't you talk? How could you live with a man and not know something like that?
Oh, I've asked him often enough. He just refuses to tell me. He says I have to take him as he is and that everybody's entitled to some secrets. Oh, he's told me about his childhood in Toronto and about growing up on the prairies and about going to college in Montreal. But then there's this big gap until he came to Lund and met John and then bought the boat and met me.
Where did they live? Bram and his first wife?
Toronto, I think. I think his wife was from Europe. I got that impression somehow that she was a foreigner. Anyway, when we met, it was so romantic. We just literally bumped into each other at the wharf. It was love at first sight. We got married, and 3 months later, Susan arrived.
Well, Anna, I better go now. Listen, if you need me or anything, just phone. Anna?
Yes?
Don't you think we should phone the Coast Guard before I go?
Yes, yeah. I've been thinking about that for a while. Yes, let's phone. After all, phoning them doesn't mean anything's happened, does it? What's the number?
Here it is. Want me to dial it?
Thanks. I'll dial it. Hello? Captain James? Hi, this is Anna Fraser, Bram's wife. Fine, thanks. No, that's what I phoned you for. Yeah, Bram went out this morning with John. Yes, he knew what the weather was. Yes, I think it was a stupid thing to do, too. He went out about 10 this morning. At least he left here then, so he probably got the boat out at about 11:30 or so. No, he hasn't phoned. Well, yes, we did have an argument, but I'm sure he's not at the pub. You'll check? Thanks. He's phoning the pub in Lund.
Good.
Hello? He's not? Oh. So you'll send out a crew? Yes, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, thank you. Well, he's sending out a crew to check at the dock. He thinks he may be berthed there and sleeping on the boat. Only I know Bram would radio or phone in if he were going to stay out there. No matter how mad he's been at me, he's always let me know where he was. He always expects me to be here, but doesn't trust me to be. So he always tries to catch me. Anyway, thanks for staying, May.
You're welcome, Anna. Maybe Bram phones because he's scared you'll leave him. Anyway, let me know as soon as you hear from him, okay?
Yeah. Can you get home okay?
Sure. I can find my way across the street. Go to bed now and try not to worry. Good night, Anna.
Good night, May.
Hello?
Hello, May. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's new? Oh,
they found Bram's boat. Capsized.
Oh, my God.
They haven't found Bram or John yet. They're sending out Air and Sea Rescue to look for them, but Captain James didn't sound like there was very much hope.
Oh, Anna, is there anything I can do? Maybe you should let his parents or family know or something.
I don't know, May. Right now I feel too numb and too confused to do anything. Could you do me a favor? Could you take the kids for a few days? It's a terrible thing to ask you, but I really need to be alone for a while.
Sure, I can do that for you. It'll be no problem. They're good kids, and Chris will love to have the company for a few days.
Thank you so much.
Oh, don't worry about it, Anna. I understand perfectly. I'll see you a little later, then.
It's beginning to get light again. How many dawns is this now? Must be 4 or 5. Oh, God, I wish I'd gone down with John. I'm scared of never being found. I guess I'm lonely. Wonder how Anna's managing without me. She probably thinks I'm dead. Probably everybody thinks I'm dead. Maybe nobody's even looking for me anymore. No, don't think that, Bram. Don't think like that. Oh, Anna, do you miss me? I doubt it, eh? You really want to go to that school, don't you? Well, what would be the harm? I suppose we could get the money somehow. Maybe John was right. Anna? I never told you about Kate, did I? She was from Belgium. Lovely, talented, and homesick. She was actually a lot like you, you know. You even look like her a little. Well, I married her and took her home to my apartment by the river. I had to go back to work, and then she got pregnant. She stopped laughing and talking with me and kept on and on about wanting to go home and see her mother. I promised her we'd go before the baby came, but 9 months passed so fast, and there just wasn't time. Then Oliver was born, and, well, she seemed to be happier. I hoped that it would be like old times. Well, everything seemed to be fine. I thought things were really looking up. Then, one day, she walked across the street to the bridge, and holding Oliver, jumped. I was shattered. I felt I had nothing to live for. My whole family was gone. I just didn't understand why she'd done it. I left Toronto and came to Powell River and bumped into you, Anna. I didn't think I could ever laugh again, let alone love again. And you almost made me forget Kate and Oliver. I felt like I'd always been a fisherman. I belonged on the sea. What happened to us, Anna? Are you sorry you married me? Is it like John said, I don't listen? I just want you to be happy. What would make you happy? Going to school? Working? Paying bills? I don't understand that. How could you raise a family and work? Now, who knows? I might die out here. How long? How long? Oh, Lord! Look! A freighter! My God, a freighter! Hey! Hey, you! Hey! Hey, over here! Hey, over here!
Ahoy! We see you! Sending launch out to get you! Stay put!
Jesus, as if I'm going anywhere. Rescued. I can't believe it. I'm rescued. I'm saved. I'm saved. Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Captain.
Our pleasure. Do you know where your vessel is?
My name is Fraser, fisherman. Our gill netter capsized in the storm 4 or 5 days ago. My partner was drowned. I managed to cut the skiff loose. I've been drifting, out of gas, for days. No water, no food. Could you use your ship to shore and contact the Coast Guard? Tell them I'm alive. They must tell my wife.
Surely.
Hello, May.
Anna, how are you? Come on in. You're so thin.
May, they found Bram.
Dead?
No, alive. He was picked up by a Greek freighter an hour ago. He's going to be fine. Suffering from exposure. He managed to cut the skiff loose and drifted about in it with no food or water.
Oh, that's great, Anna. You must be so relieved.
I should be. I ought to be. But May, I'm not. I'm disappointed. When he was first lost, I was so upset. I cried and cried. But then, after you took the kids, I started to feel, well, almost exhilarated, free. For the first time since I'd been married, I felt like I was a whole person. I felt sorry for Bram, but not for me. I suddenly had all these ideas. Ideas about all the things I could do with the rest of my life. I was so free. Oh, May, why has he come back? And why do I feel like this?
Look, Anna, that's a normal reaction to shock. I'm sure that in a week or two you would have broken down and really grieved for him. And now you're reacting to the shock of the dead come back to life. Don't worry about that now. You two will work it out. After all, he's had 5 days to think about it. You never know, he might have changed. And if he hasn't, then you can get a separation if you want to leave. You still have choices, Anna. Are they bringing him home now?
They're taking him to Powell River, to the hospital first. And then he'll come home. They say he's okay, so I guess they won't keep him there.
Look, you go home and wait for Bram. Cook him a good dinner and just get ready. I'll keep the kids for another day or two until you two get things straightened out and back to normal. Okay? Now go on home and try to rest a little before he gets in.
Okay, May. Thanks for taking the kids.
Anna? Anna, are you sure you're okay?
Sure, May. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I just don't know about Anna. I'm really worried about her. She seems so depressed. She wasn't at all happy about Bram being found. What should I do? Later. I'll go over later after the kids are asleep. Maybe Bram will be in by then and I won't have to worry about Anna anymore. Christ, I wish this whole thing were over. I've never seen Anna look so bad. She was so thin. She must have lost 10 pounds. What should I do? Go now? Maybe she just needs to be alone, and I'd be bothering her. I'll go a little later.
Hello?
Hello, Anna?
Bram.
Yeah, guess you thought I was dead, eh?
Yes. They found John's body caught in a net. The boat was underwater, but not far down. They towed her into London. I authorized them to dry dock her.
Yeah, I know. Hey, how you been? How are the kids?
The kids are at May's. They're fine. They miss you. Bram, 4 days has been a long time, you know.
You're telling me. It was 5 days.
I mean, things have changed.
A real long time.
I think we should do...
Things have changed. But I'm really tired now. They're going to keep me here overnight in the hospital for observation. That's why I phoned. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? They're going to give me some kind of shot.
Bram, can't we talk?
Make me sleep.
Now, can't we talk now?
I'll see you tomorrow, okay? This is a public phone, and they're waiting for me. Don't worry, I love you too.
Bram!
Oh my God! The house! It's on fire! Help! Somebody help! Operator, this is an emergency. There's a fire at the Fraser's house, 234 Beach and Valley. Hurry, please! Oh, Anna! Anna! Oh, Anna!
North, I think we've got it under control now. Your quick alarm saved the house from total disaster. We found Anna Fraser. I think it's pretty clear that she started the fire herself.
Anna? She started the fire?
Yes, I'm afraid so. We found the source of the fire, a sort of bonfire in the middle of the bedroom floor. Papers, books, and photographs, and other stuff like that. I'm sorry. She's dead. Do you know where her husband is?
Anna? Dead? Anna's dead?
Yes. She was unconscious before the fire got going. She probably overdosed on pills. We found this vial under her body. She died of asphyxiation.
Anna is dead? She can't be. I've got her kids. She can't be. She can't be.
I'm sorry, Mrs. North. Do you know where we can reach her husband?
He's in the hospital. He was lost at sea for 5 days and was just rescued today. I don't understand. Everything was working out all right. Now Anna's dead? Who's going to look after the kids?
I am sorry, Mrs. North. May we use your phone?
Sure, it's right in there.
Oh, by the way, we found this addressed to May. Is that you?
Yes, thanks. That's
Don't
me.
Don't throw it away. The police will want to have a look at it.
Chief, wait. I'll tell Bram. He knows me.
Well, all right. Here.
Powell River Hospital.
Hello. I'm wondering if I can speak with Bram Fraser in room 612.
Just one moment, please.
Hello? Who's this? What do you want?
Bram, it's me, May. Bram, something terrible has happened.
What, the kids?
No, not the kids. They're fine, just fine. It's Anna. Bram, Anna's dead.
No, she's not. I just talked to her a few hours ago. She was fine. What do you mean playing a joke like that?
Bram, this is no joke. Anna is dead. She took a bunch of pills and then set fire to the house.
Anna? Let me talk to Anna. You're crazy. She's not dead, I tell you.
The fire chief is here. Would you like to talk to him? He found Anna and the bottle the pills were in and a letter. The letter was addressed to me, but there's a message for you. Shall I read it?
Let me talk to the chief.
Hello, Mr. Fraser? I'm so sorry, but it is true. There's no doubt that your wife set the fire. And I'm sorry. She's dead. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bram, I'm sorry. I really am. I've been with her day and night. I've had the kids. I did all I could. I really had no idea.
Read me the letter.
Dear May, you were wrong. There are only two choices for me. To live and endure, or to die. I tried the first. I hope the second is better. Tell Bram I'm sorry I couldn't be what he wanted me to be. He should send the kids to my mom's. Hug them for me. I'll miss them. I'll miss you, too. Thanks for everything.
Oh, my God.
Love,
Anne. Again? Why?
Bram, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry
God,
for you.
God, Kathy. Anna.
I'm sorry.
Anna.